Hello, hello. We are All Access Pass. We're from the Access Collective. My name is Desi, and I'm here with Wen. Hi, Wen.
Hi, Desi.
So, if you guys have never heard of our Access Collective or All Access Pass, that is okay. We're just going to explain a little bit about what we do, what our show is about, what we do here in CITR. Wen, do you want to take it away and explain what All Access Pass is?
Yeah, sure. We are CITR's collective run show that covers issues of inclusion, equity, and accessibility for people with diverse cognitive and physical abilities. Our show is every Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Our goal is to create a place for those, for example, living with disabilities, both visible and invisible, to speak out what matters to them and the most, and to create a better and more open conversation about disability. For example, like some misconceptions against ADD and ADHD. Also, this week we had someone had his guide dogs in our studio. That's really funny.
Yeah, it was just a couple hours ago, actually, at 2 o'clock. We had the guide dog come in. His name was The Chief, and he was super cute and super patient with us.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Exciting.
So, a little bit about how we got started. This is our second season on CITR. Our very first episode was on November 5th, 2015, last semester, kind of the beginning of it, middle of first semester last school year. Now, we were born out of CITR's project called All Our Voices, which saw the creation of our collective, the Accessibility Collective, as well as the Indigenous and Gender Empowerment Collectives. You just heard the Gender Empowerment Collective before us. We are a part of a movement to amplify underrepresented voices on the radio waves, which is super important. And since our beginnings last school years, we have tackled a range of topics, as Wen was talking about, all the way from sexuality and disability to, like she said, stigmas against ADD and ADHD. So for the next hour, we're going to be playing. So with that, we want to let you know for the next half hour, we're going to be playing some of our own personal favorite songs. It's going to kind of be like a Wen and Desi DJ session. So with that, Wen, do you want to introduce the next song?
Yeah, sure. The song that I want to play is called A Grateful Heart. Actually, it's a Chinese song, and it is not super popular now because it was popular about 15 years ago. But I still quite like this song because every time I listen to it, it gives me a sense to treasure what we have for now and to be brave to be ourselves. And also, it has a sign language version of it. So I think it is quite consistent with our theme of this collective.
Yeah, for sure. So what is the song called again?
Grateful Heart. I just translated directly from Chinese.
Okay, and with that, we're going to play the song. So enjoy, guys.
Soon 感恩的心 像一颗尘土，有谁看出我的脆弱？我情归何处？谁在下一刻呼唤我？天地虽宽，这条路却难走。我看遍这人间坎坷辛苦，我还有多少爱？
We asked CITR's student executive and fashion expert, Jonathan Q, what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a clothing piece.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Sunday sweater, patent leather tethered to a fancy car. I know you wanna touch me in your old religion caviar. Holy water avatar, blue like the tears when I left you. I met you on Saturday morning. It's raining and storming. Approach me with caution, I come with a warning.
If you sweep me off my feet, I'll probably clean my act up. I swear I'll be on my best behavior from this day forward, a lifetime after. If you're my baby, and I know this world is something crazy, but that don't mean nothing. Crazy. And forgive me, hate me, call me crazy, as long as you know my name.
Aye, aye.
I used to dream in parables, partially love you naturally, happily ever after. Cigarettes over blunts, now Miracle Whip at Funtown. Summertime, delight, delight, Mississippi over ice, Janet Jackson and flashing lights. We could dance a little if you like to. My vagabond's a lonely road, a celebrated haiku. Contemporary, overzealous, think I really like you. Sing with me, paranoia, light blue. Piano was a deep red, your fingers were a green hue. Watch you make a rainbow out of sacrificial love in the club off the alley, alley, feeling holy. The DJ was religion, I swear on the Pope, he know me.
Name's just yesterday. Don't call me crazy. And rain don't feel like rain. It's been so common lately. And love is just the way it is. Unless you show it. So tell me what you call me when I'm cold, not around.
Hey guys, you're back with All Access Pass. I'm Desi and I'm joined here by Wen. We are both part of the Access Collective.
Hi everyone.
So what was that song we were just listening to before the one we were just listening to before that?
Yeah, that song, the name of that song is The Grateful Heart. Hope you enjoy.
And the one you heard before that was No Name. It's off her brand new album, Telephone, and it was Sunny Duet featuring The Mind. And he spells it the undercase, mind, all uppercase. I'm not sure why, but, you know, it's a cool way to spell your name. So we are broadcasting right now as a part of 24-hour Student Power. When we're on for for the next 24 hours, it's all student programming, which is why we're on here for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Well, 1.5 mm-hmm. hours instead of just one. Our show runs every Thursday, 2 to 3. So we're a collective, we're a team that puts together content about accessibility. And when this is your first month on our collective, how has that been for you?
Yeah, it was pretty exciting for me. Like, it was my first time being in the studio, and then I feel really excited to meet new people like Desi, vibrant people. Yeah, and I think I'm also pretty excited to learn more about the topics, like or issues that are related to abilities. And I think I learned a lot.
For sure. So when we come back, we're going to take another little music break here. But when we come back, we're going to tell you guys a little bit about how to get involved with us, because we love people on our team. We love new people
on
our teams. Yeah. So with that, we're going to head into another song. This is Someone Said by the artist Kai Plant. Kai Plant is from Victoria, BC, and this is off his album. This is off their album, Thank You for the Mental Illness. And one of the things that Kai Plant likes to sing about is mental illness, combating mental illness, anxiety and depression. And you can definitely hear it in the song. So take a listen, guys.
Believing, but I don't know why. say goodbye. Even when the sun is shining, you don't see the silver lining. But I don't know why you won't say goodbye. Is there a reason why a broken heart begins to cry? Is there a reason you were lost although you don't know why? Give me a reason why you never want to say goodbye. If there's a reason, I don't know why.
between what we share. No matter where you at, no worry, I'll be there. No one's got your back like I do. Even when business ain't going well, we still cool. When I shine, you shine, always on your side. All my life, you'll have what's mine. Mark my word, we gon' be alright. My brother, my sister, we gon' be just fine.
If it wasn't for you, I'd be alone.
Hey guys, you were just listening to Mampay's Don't Wait, and before that, that was Kai Plant, Someone Said. With that, we are from the Actors Collective. We just wanted to tell you guys how to get involved with us. We're a show that runs every Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m.
Our team is put up by volunteers, so we're always looking for new members. We welcome new members. So welcome volunteers of all abilities, and you don't have to have prior experience in radio to get involved. If you are interested, just send us an email at accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
Yeah, I'm always telling people on the show, accessibility is spelled with three I's, so be careful there. You're not sending an email to the wrong place. So our meetings are every 1 to 2 p.m. in the CITR Station Lounge located on UBC in the AMS student list. So being a part of the collective is an opportunity to learn about editing for radio, sourcing news for radio, interviewing, broadcasting live, curating music playlists, and much more, as well as combining activism and interest in accessibility, which personally I've found to be quite a good opportunity. Now, if that doesn't sound like your deal, you just want to suggest a topic, we are open to that too. Send us an email. One of our main goals, again, like we said, was to showcase the voices of the disabled community. So feel free to suggest a topic. You think that there is something we should cover, we will look into it. We will take your suggestions. So with that, I'd like to introduce you to some of the amazing people that make our show possible. They came into studio the last 2 weeks. We've been doing a little featurette. So take a listen, guys.
Hello, my name is Connie, and I'm a first-year media studies student. I've already heard about CITR before I entered UBC, and I'm really excited that I joined it in my first term. I love listening to music radio back at my mom's car, and I was the host of one of our high school shows for over a year. So far, I really enjoy doing it. This is my first time recording my voice in one of the collective shows, and I'm really looking forward to hear my voice afterwards. One interesting fact about me is that I always thought about how the DJs look like in the radio when I was inside my mom's car, listening to the radio, and my prediction is that they all look good because of their beautiful voices, but I have never done research on them to find out the truth.
Hi, I'm Lauren, and I'm a second year in arts, hoping to do film production. I love watching movies and probably spend too much time doing so. I became interested in All Access Pass because of having ADD myself and being previously interested in invisible disabilities. I'm also interested in radio production in general and think it's a great way to get involved at UBC. Last semester, I helped out with a few interviews for the show and led the research and creation of our piece on the stigma behind ADHD and ADD. I hope to get more involved this semester and keep working with All Access Pass.
Hi, my name is Olga, and I'm a third-year cognitive systems student in the Brain and Cognition stream. And I've been listening to Desi hype up the Accessibility Collective for months, so this term I finally decided to join. I'm excited to work with radio as I've never done it before, so it'll be interesting to learn about all the aspects that go into making a good show. So far, I think I'm most interested in the research aspect of production. And a little bit about me, I love reading, especially fantasy, and I enjoy anything computer related, be it programming or video games.
Okay, guys, that has been our time here. Thank you so much for listening in on our 30 minutes of All Access Pass here on 24 Hour Student Power.
And don't forget to listen to us on Thursdays 2 to 3 p.m.
And with that, we're going to leave you here with a song. This is Busty and the Bass Models.
Pick up your phone from off the floor and turn up that smile, just give a little more. Do you think you're perfect? Oh, it ain't that easy. Do you think you're worth it? Face up in the screen that hides all the broken scene. Thought you always.